This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
AT&T announced this week it will invest $14 billion over the next 3 years to beef up its wireless and broadband services. Seems like good news for wireless customers, but as Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports, it could also be bad news for the old-fashioned phone line, landline.
It was just a generation ago that landlines were king, and AT&T encouraged callers to.
Let's reach out and touch someone.
Now a third of the country has gone cell phone only, and many others are getting their landlines from cable companies or fiber optic connections. So AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson told investors yesterday that the company eventually wants out of the traditional business.
We plan to begin an aggressive transition away from legacy TDM technology.
AT&T is asking the Federal Communications Commission to look into new rules that would let it move beyond the outdated and less profitable wires. Susan Crawford teaches law at Harvard.
With one hand, they're saying, look, we'll invest. With the other hand, they're saying to the FCC, if you don't deregulate us implicitly, we will never invest again.
She'd like to see the government require modern lines for most everyone. AT&T sees a future where customers get a combination of wireless and broadband. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.